The 10 miners have been trapped underground for almost 2 weeks. They were digging for coal in Coahuila in Mexico when a tunnel wall collapsed and the shaft was flooded. Rescue workers have been pumping water out of the mine. Families are frustrated at how long it's taking.
They must work day and night. They shouldn't stop, but they do because the pumps get blocked. If the men are alive, they must be desperate. It's too much. That is why we're speaking out, because we want help.
More than 300 soldiers and other emergency services personnel, including 6 military scuba divers, have joined the effort. Rescue workers are hopeful water levels may soon be low enough to enter at least one of the flooded shafts.
The rescuers have assessed the conditions underground. They have gone down a significant part of the shaft, but they have not reached the bottom yet.
Mexico's main coal-producing region has seen a series of fatal mining accidents over the years. The worst was in Pasta de Conchos in 2006, killing 65 people. Only 2 of the bodies were retrieved.
I won't leave here until my brother is found. I don't want the same thing to happen as in Pasta de Conchos. My cousin was trapped there and they never got him out. So many accidents like this happen in the mines and the government does nothing.
Here in Coahuila, 5 miners were able to escape, but no contact's been made with the men left behind. All their families can do now is hope they're found alive. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.